Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok, May 2008. Recorded by the Foundation, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Vince, Suchin, Ivan, Betty, Robert, Sangjun, Venerable Panyabahulo, and Venerable Kutasila.
It depends on the understanding. For example, the word Dhamma. Understand the nature of Dhamma right now, or just think that everything is Dhamma, without any understanding of anyone of reality right now. Just thinking about all Dhammas, seeing, hearing, everything is Dhamma. But not a particular understanding, a characteristic of a reality right now, because it arises and falls away so fast. But by knowing that it's not just thinking about reality, but it's the understanding of a reality right now, when it appears. Right now, can we say that it's a particular situation right now? Because we think about past and future. But what about the past and future? The future hasn't come yet, and the past has completely gone. It's only expectation of thinking about the past and the future, but what about situation right now? Clearer. Because it's not thinking, but it's the understanding of a reality that we used to say or repeat. It's Dhamma.
Ajahn, also, if we talk about the past, we forget that it's just thinking in the present, isn't it?
No understanding about reality right now, because at that moment, Jitta just think about the past.
But you see, when you say right now, there's more calm in my life, more summertime, like, not at the level of jhana, but more summer, more calm. Right now. When I'm in the middle of Bangkok street with all the traffic, there's less calm. So there's less condition.
What about the idea about on the street and right now? It's just idea, concept.
The experience is very different.
I think that the seeing is the seeing.
Is it not some level of understanding?
Coming to Bangkok and going...
Well, there
reading,
is
reading sutras. That conditions calm for me.
Well, it's a concept. Calm is actually a reference to kusala chitta. So, what does the chitta experience at the time?
Actually, it's in the middle of Bangkok, and I feel very kusala.
Calm with understanding, or without any understanding.
Well, clearly.
And without understanding, can it be calm?
Well, but I feel calm. So.
Thinking, you take that reality for being calm, but actually, what is it?
Attachment, pleasant feeling.
So it's not kusala.
So it's getting associated with attachment.
Pleasant feeling can be a kusala or kusala. And when there is clinging to such calm, it cannot be kusala. You like it for sure, because you take it that it's pleasant. So I think that at moment when there is no understanding, it's attachment. Because it's always there. Like now, who knows that many, many realities have arisen and fallen away, completely gone without any understanding. We just think that we understand them as Dhamma, but actually not exact reality to be known as Dhamma by thinking that everything is Dhamma. It's I who is thinking like that, not the understanding of the distinction between seeing and thinking. Right now, seeing is a reality that can be seen. No one there at all. But after that, thinking arises instantly. Without panya, it cannot distinguish the difference between the visible object and thinking of something there, or something appearing like table and chairs. But actually, they are different reality. Because chair or things are only the idea or concept which thinking arises and think about. If there is no thinking about anything right now, you might looking for something that you'd like to see, but you cannot see, because vitaka does not think about the shape and form. So no idea that is that which you are looking for. Many people look for something in front of them. No understanding is there, because there is no thinking about that.
So what are the conditions to
I think not underestimating the depth of and the subtlety of reality.
Not underestimating the what, sorry?
The subtlety
of reality.
Of reality. Yeah. Because what is now appearing, it seems like can be known. But actually it's only subject of thinking and considering only. Until right awareness is there, very natural. And by having the intellectual understanding enough to understand it, it develops little by little.
So,
will condition right understanding when right awareness arises. Because now, when there is no understanding of any reality, it means that right awareness does not arise. So there is no direct understanding of any reality right now.
So one can one listen
to with understanding yes. about dharmas as they are like okay. seeing is not thinking.
So having done that, one can do that.
Having done that, oh, citta and cetasikas arise and yes. perform the function, no self at all. That's why we study carefully about realities as not self, even thinking about it. They are only different realities arising and performing their function.
When you say developing understanding, one can study. Well, developing understanding, you mean...
But
first
it's
of
not
all,
I.
Now, first of all, you mean to begin with, we have to listen, we have to learn, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have to
yeah.
understand what the
yeah.
Buddha is saying. That
yeah.
makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But then after that, do you mean...
After that?
Do you mean developing understanding? Do you mean developing understanding in a different way, or in this, or still in that same way?
I think that life goes on by conditions as they have accumulated, but the understanding can arise from hearing and considering as the foundation for right awareness to arise. And when right awareness is there, right understanding knows that it's not just listening because it's the direct awareness of a reality. Very naturally, like now. But it's different because you see that hardness always appears when there is the body sense. But it appears to body sense not as clear as to right awareness because it arises and falls away in split seconds, so can become clearer. But when there is right awareness with right understanding, the characteristic of hardness, which is hardness as before, but panya begins to see it as just a reality. And the developed panya can directly experience the arising and falling away of it with detachment. So what hinders the better understanding is attachment to the object which appears unknowingly, even when there is slight attention to it. Why? See, there is desire to attend to that characteristic as a reality, as one used to think about. But it's not as natural as when it develops and knows. Because all the teachings will lead to detachment. Otherwise, one will have attachment unknowingly, like now, see, just like now.
If there's any appreciation of the attachment that arises now, the ignorance, then one is more concerned about that.
Is that right? You wouldn't be concerned?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not concerned in the sense.
This is what I've been saying all along. We need to be concerned. I agree with.
It's there already.
The concern.
But panya can know that. No one can change the characteristic of any reality at all. But that can be the beginning of understanding. And right understanding develops with detachment from clinging. Oh, it's really
very hard. Some would say
because
impossible.
Less attachment.
To develop panya.
But actually, who develops?
Well, whatever, it gets
yeah,
developed.
Yeah, the
know.
Reality is sopana, mm. but no one reality. Who is study.
And so what does consideration...
Who?
What else is going to contemplate? From
not Burma anymore.
I went to visit. When you travel, visually it appeared angrier quicker. Do you think that's there's a difference in cultures with it? Or do you think the condition... Because in Europe, for example, it's very normal to be agitated.
Are you sure? Just Italy?
No, that's what I'm asking. Because in Thailand, it was very common to...
Sure, we said that
But the agusala, you action.
It depends on understanding.
Well, no, we're talking.
For example, at moment of seeing, what is seen?
Is somebody, it
some place,
object of some place,
but what is seen is just a reality that can be seen with different ideas.
Maybe the agusala, the anger might be the same, but it's just expressed in different ways.
Do you think that way? Because it looks worse.
When there is no understanding, it seems like that. Mm. But when there is understanding, it's just a reality with thinking.
Another question we were talking about before, and outwardly, and so the to also observe, obviously it's inference, but...
The point is to understand, no matter it from Satipatthana Sutta or any sutta or Abhidhamma, the point is to understand.
Understand reality. Mm-hmm. What's actually the chitta at that time? That's the object of understanding. Not know what's the characteristic of the chitta out, but there is a reality right now.
Is that outer kaya?
Sorry?
It's that outer kaya, and this is the inner kaya. So the understanding is just that. You don't have to find out what outer kaya is.
But is there any value? The question is, is there any value? And you see them getting you, then makes you contemplate. See,
do you have to select time to have right understanding?
Well, it depends on front of you. Or you think any object is...
Any object.
But what you're saying is something we all do anyway, right? And so I think Ajahn's bringing it back to knowing the reality at that time when you're observing that sort of thing.
I think what I understand is that what I'm saying is that you can... But you're saying it doesn't matter. Sure, time there's an object there and be considered. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, who is selecting?
Some feelings that arises, that can be the object, whatever.
If, say, for example, we do observe someone getting angry, we might have a whole story about that. And in that story, there's no understanding of the reality that's arising. And I think that's often happens. We have so many concepts about things that we cling to the concepts and we don't see the reality that's arising and falling away because of it. So we could see someone getting angry and then we could have a whole story saying, well, now I understand, you know, you can get angry because of this or this or that and get caught in the concept.
At moment of listening, do you see Kun Ivan?
Normally, yes, but I don't. In reality,
but
I don't.
But Panya cannot see Kun Ivan at moment of listening. No Ivan at all at that moment. See, this is the development of right understanding, to understand reality as it is. At moment of seeing, it's not moment of hearing at all.
Of love and compassion. Because I try very hard to have love and compassion. It's not easy usually, so I try.
There is concept of someone, but the reality of that is citta and chetasika and rupa. He's not a paper box.
But what other conditions?
You know that everyone would like to have a pleasant feeling, right? Everyone is the same. So if you can help the other to have such feeling, it's better than hurt that person and harm that person. Because you are thinking that you are harming someone, but actually what harms at that very moment of have such dosa? Who harms who? Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Then you harm yourself, not harming others.
Oh, I see.
The dosa.
When one is developing metta,
right.
One moment of citta.
Are you only one citta and chetasika in this room?
No, many.
Many. So you're not
talking. By inference.
It doesn't matter, but since you know that there is not just you, but there is also other cittas and chetasika, and there are also wholesome kusala cittas and unwholesome cittas from those who take them as parents or friends, would you like them to have a kusala or would you like them to have kusala? That is metta already. So you have metta towards the others.
Still has anger and attachment, conditioned anger and attachment. So although they see there's no self and they understand that realities arise and fall away, they'll still have anger and attachment, they'll still have compassion, or they'll have sympathetic joy, but they know it's not theirs. They know it's just a reality that arises because of conditions. So it's not like we're seeing everything as being nobody.
Study a lot.
But then you have to
what about the understanding? A lot, just a little.
But people understand, because I remember when I studied everything.
What is the book about?
Okay.
What is the Tipitaka about?
Reality.
Right now. Mm. Being is understanding. So not just study or read, but understand too.
You mentioned contemplation earlier, and I think contemplation is a way of study.
Anything that will bring about right understanding is studying.
If you read the Tipitaka right, that means a level of understanding, sutanya, arises. That itself will condition chinta. It's not like you read and you then come to a place. Achana is saying study, mean go read a book, that how much understanding there is or how much ignorance there in fact is. That one is not saying that one has heard enough, because one knows that one hasn't. There is value in listening, and that value is reflected in how much one realizes whether one knows the moment.
Consider something that when I read the sutras, I read, and then I read them again.
That's the development of understanding.
But what created that development?
From A to
B.
B.
The knife handle, remember the knife handle?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To get from here to here. In a monastery, or if you suppress it, that'll help you to get from here to here.
And what is meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Tranquil meditation and insight meditation. So what are you talking about? Which one? But when there is intention to be calm, there is no understanding of any reality right now. And it's practiced before the enlightenment of Buddha. So what's the use?
Understanding right now and about nature and the moment and the fact that it's all just Dhamma, that we have these ideas about first having to have calm and all that. Otherwise, if there's understanding about
that is
Dhamma,
your theory.
That is theory, right.
That is your theory, not the Buddha's.
Oh, yeah.
It's inspiration sometimes. So much goes in the day. risky talk.
Does it have to begin with right understanding, even the development of calmness?
It does.
So, what is the right understanding about it?
What is the object of the development
of calmness?
Whatever the object of calmness.
Anything?
Anyone
who is focused on breathing, on breath, can be calm or without any understanding or with understanding.
No, you need understanding.
So what understanding is there? Does it appear at that moment of coming in and going out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does appear.
And no attachment?
Well, clearly. Well, the idea, I think, is that it's like right now there could be attachment.
And the purpose of the breathing.
But initially there isn't it, but then when you get harder.
How can it go away?
Jhana? Yeah.
At moment of jhana, no experiencing of any five doorways object at all. What is the nimitta of breath?
The touching.
No. All the objects of calmness is not reality. Only the arupa jhana, the two of them.
The
vinyana jhana and neva sanyaya jhana only have realities and something.
And
it's
what?
In the book. Yeah. But
what?
I'd like you to look out. To
what?
By yourself.
What? Can't you tell me what the object of anapanasati is? I'm a practitioner of anapanasati. I need this information.
You don't. So you have to.
So would you like but Vince,
I'd like to know. Yes, that's why I keep asking.
In order to have it, that is attachment.
No, so I can have right view when I do it.
Suppose there is awareness right now on breath. What comes after that? And attachment, wanting to have it longer, instead of understanding the characteristic of arupa, which just arise and falls away. So this is the distinction between samatha and vipassana. Depending on right understanding, but at different levels. Detachment from sensuous self, but not to the idea of self.
Observing with right understanding.
Only.
So one has to develop right understanding in order to develop jhana.
Now, does anyone see the danger of experiencing the sensuous subject through the five sense doors right now? Really?
Yeah.
Just.
I have many experiences.
Just, no. You'd like to have good food.
Yeah, it's just constant.
No. On, yes?
Sorry?
You'd like to have good food?
That's true.
So it's not detachment, sentient subject.
There's two things we're not clear. One is practicing. But in order to develop samatha,
the understanding of the danger of the sensuous object.
Yes, and that's what drives
everyday life.
So it's the
because
samatha,
that person doesn't know how to have right understanding about realities in daily life. As much as that person can do is to have something as its object.
But when you get into jhana, what is the object?
Not jhana yet. Oh, so no, soon.
We'll make a quick jump. Let's go to jhana. What happens when you go to jhana? Because you said it can't.
Okay, you'd like to know.
Yes. So one may have those accumulations for meditation. I mean, clearly it may be that way. Isn't that right?
Is there anything better than calm? So why not develop it? At any time kusala citta arises, it's calm. You don't need to have extra calm in order to understand reality at all.
Maybe you can help in the whirlpool. You're in a whirlpool of kusala.
In darkness.
Darkness. Ah.
Yeah.
You read the same book. That's right. So you're in this experience. And then I find, it helped me to understand this, I find that when I'm in this experience, if I'm for an hour or 2 hours, I seem to be a little bit more light. It seems to be a little bit more clear.
Yeah, because it's done or motivated by attachment to the self.
But why do
much?
Why does one feel better?
Anyone like to have pleasant feeling, that's all.
Let me put it this way. You say this darkness, let's just say this akusala was heavy anger, as an example.
What is the darkest of akusala?
The darkest? I think heavy, terrible anger.
No.
Ignorance?
Yeah.
Ignorance, okay. Ignorance, okay.
Yeah.
So we have, ignorance with anger. So in the middle of this, whirlpool of anger.
What is more dangerous than anger? What is less than that?
What is less than what? Less than attack.
Attachment. So what is the very bad one, worst one?
Wrong and ignorance. Okay.
Ignorance and then attachment. But you can see just dosa, because it's very difficult to understand that attachment is so harmful, like avicca, because avicca cannot understand anything. But attachment is not just not understanding, it is attached to that too.
To the idea of not wanting.
I think maybe also we can see dosa very clearly, and we can see our attachments quite clearly when they're very gross. So I think when you do the meditation, maybe it does seem to quieten you down. But then, as Ajahn's saying, I think there's clinging to that. There's clinging to that feeling that one is more.
Let's stick with this little point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When Kun Ivan says quieten down, the mind is going to minutes constantly.
Through how many doorways?
Well, all the doorways, every single doorway. It's going to
One
at a time.
Not permanent.
Mm-hmm. But this generates what we call, because there's too much going on. There's
dark,
so much of world
dark. Very dark.
Dark. Confused.
Yeah. light of understanding at all.
That's right. But then when that confused by simply withdrawing the mind from the
just
objects,
feeling in darkness. In darkness. Pleasant feeling in darkness. No light of understanding at all. Because one clings to pleasant object. That's it. The clinging.
I see what you're saying is that when one meditates, one feels pleasant.
Because
one has now got the new object rather than the objects.
Because you see that I don't understand much about meditation. I understand the development of understanding at any time.
Sorry, just to reiterate, I didn't say that at the practice.
But you said when I meditate, it's not at moment when awareness arises by condition. Mm-hmm.
So that's the danger, I think, of meditation, is that it feels good, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have understanding.
What is breath? And what does...
But at the moment, the mind is contemplating.
Before going to the breath, I'd like to understand what you mean by meditation. Because as much as I know, English word, meditate is to think about something. To contemplate, to think carefully or not carefully, it depends on citta at that moment. But it's thinking. Because it's not seeing, it's not hearing, it's not smelling, it's not experiencing taste and tangible object. So it is thinking only.
I think if you're going to ask me about meditation, so, what we mean by, if we talk about, usually is focus in the.
Okay, can it be akusala?
Yes, it be akusala.
So can that be called meditation?
Sorry.
Akusala.
Well, if it's akusala, no. If it's
because they can be focusing or concentrating on an object without any understanding but with attachment. Can we call that meditation?
Okay, well, I accept that. But how does then one focus?
With right
understanding. We have right understanding. We still have akusala in our daily life.
When you read the Satipatthana Sutta, at least in English, I don't know what the Pali word is, but when you read it in English, it says contemplating body in the body, and all those different things to contemplate about. He didn't say meditate on them. It says contemplate.
He talked to monks, and he said that when you sit at the base of a tree,
in Pali Nibbana Sutta, right. Where he says meditate on monks. I don't know what word there is in Pali. So it's like it's quite true words.
And what's the result of meditation?
It's the result of meditation. That's why eventually there will be some...
To extinguish defilements, right?
That's right.
Can meditation mean contemplation?
Of course, definitely. No. This is meditation. Definitely. My understanding,
like the Buddha did say for the monks when they sit at the base of the tree to set up mindfulness, and I consider mindfulness being to reflect on what the Buddha has said and reflect on realities.
I agree with you.
I think that he knew conditions so that if a monk didn't have a lot to do in a day, so if he did sit down at the tree, it would be a condition for him to think of what the Buddha said, and that could condition thinking. I mean, mindfulness. One of the problems, with meditation is that there is an idea that someone does something, and that's one of the biggest faults. If you can do meditation and just think, well, it's just conditioned, that's different to thinking that I have to concentrate on the breath or something like that.
It's the same, though. I understand about study. If you study with the idea that you want to resolve progress.
Can breath be object right now? Of what? What kind of citta?
Of sati.
Why do you know that it's sati? Because we don't know, so it's not the development of right understanding. But when breath is the object, right understanding is there because awareness is aware of a characteristic of breath. Hard or soft, heat or cold, right?
So
motion.
When breath is there, one is aware of the right understanding.
The characteristic of breath must be one of the three tangible objects, soft or hard, heat or cold, motion or motion
so
or pressure.
When one is aware, that's different to when one is
awareness
thinking.
Awareness is aware, because now there is breath, but can breath be the object right now? Who can select it? Or it depends on awareness. When it arises, it is aware of a reality. It can be whisper object right now, or sound, or seeing, or thinking, or anything, because it has a reason before anyone can direct it to any object. So when awareness arises, it is aware. It performs the function of awareness. Suppose it's breath. Right understanding is there to know the characteristic of breath as not self, as just a reality arising and falling away too. And that can be right understanding or the development of understanding to see and understand the Satipatthana, that it will bring about no attachment and clinging to the idea of self anymore. It has to be right understanding of anything, not from just book or intellectual understanding, but at moment of awareness when it arises. The object, the characteristic of that object is so clear. When panya develops, it becomes clearer until it's vipassana jnana. No attachment to have it stay on breath. So right understanding is when awareness arises. Whether it's clear or not yet, it will become clearer and clearer when it arises more and more with attachment, with detachment. So detachment is very important. Because attachment cannot arise together with panya at all. So whenever there is awareness and right understanding, what panya sees or understands is attachment. In order to become detached from from that object. Otherwise, Panya cannot grow at all. And it's Panya that can see the subtle attachment to. And Panya can see the difference between Samadhi and Panya. And anything, Dhamma, Vijaya, Sampochanka, can understand reality as nama, rupa as rupa. Attachment, even the idea of self is there. Panya sees it as ditti, wrong. Breath is the object of satipatthana.
What do you mean by saying, don't be interested in nimit and anupayanchana? No, in the tape, in the radio. Theoretically, no. But since rupa longer than citta, when the citta has Buddha knows. Or that is a step of development.
Right now.
Did encourage all levels of kusala. So it's not like he would talk about not developing jhana. So if there were conditions for people to, he would encourage them. And there are particular requirements for the development of jhana, which also is not, to start with, to recognize lopa, to see the danger of sensual attachment.
In order to know whether this moment is kusala or akusala, can anyone know just by thinking? Even to know whether this moment is kusala or akusala, it needs
some understanding.
Yeah, and right awareness. That's why the development of samatha needs also awareness and right understanding. But just can't know when is directly assuming of it.
And that needs to be developed gradually. And when it's jhana, it's not a question of being able to have an object to concentrate, to quicken, hasten that process, but it's the culmination of this understanding.
Easy to develop for most people. The fact is, we know when there's very gross levels of akusala, but the subtle levels, without panya, they can't be known. So someone can sit and concentrate on the breath and have subtle attachment, which is not samatha in any way, but it feels somewhat more relaxed than normal daily life, so they think that is samatha.
So the problem is, you never concentrate the mind. That's the thing. Doesn't matter, you can't concentrate the mind on anything. If there's concentration, it's just due to conditions that there's concentration
on
something.
I have to say, Achan, it's the issue of concentration.
It arises each moment.
But I find, because of my own condition, I find, if I'm reading a sutta, my habit is that I very, very try to. And so by the time I feel like I've had a meditation,
so
very focused.
So you understand the meaning of anattaness so well.
Someone else wouldn't have that accumulation to concentrate
right.
Like that. But that's your accumulation. So, but the trouble is, we then take it for being me that does it, mm-hmm. when it's not you that does it. It's just simply that your accumulations that enable you to for that to happen like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Ajahn keeps trying to point out, is that we have to understand that there's just these jitta arising and falling away with different accumulations. And we have to understand that it's no one that's doing it, anything.
Just occurring.
Yeah, just occurring like that.
But you know, it's interesting, this and I have...
But there
are...
That's
the deepest karma.
Yeah,
well, that is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. There are also wrong...
This is my tendency.
It will pass, and wrong concentration too. It's not just right concentration all the time. There are also wrong concentration and wrong path.
That, do you consider that meditation then, when you're deeply concentrated reading the suttas? Is that
Ajahn, if one reads the suttas like that, there could be kusala at that time, right?
So it depends, because you see that just one word, if we can understand it clearly, it is so helpful, like anatta.
Right.
There are no self, no one, but there are citta, cetasika, and rupa.
Right. But the calm
and
he's
Dhamma.
Talking about could be coming from the fact that there could be kusala.
It's the
at that
I
time.
Who understand, but not the understanding of a reality right now as not I.
Right.
Yeah.
It might be. It's possible.
That would mean
you mean that the reality of a reality itself, or what?
No, well, but we don't know. It's
so let's study. Let's study. What is seeing right now? Is it I, or whose, can anyone condition it to arise, or it has its own conditions for its arising. So that is the meaning of anatta, no self. No one can control.
So thoughts is the...
Everything, every reality is anatta.
But then that takes us back to... I agree, I can see that in my life.
But when we read about conditioning, there are citta, cetasika and rupa, no self. Conditions.
But it's like we were saying, conditioned gusa habits. But therefore,
excuse me,
if you go to another,
what about each child's own accumulation?
They're born in a family, they have
so there must be the same all of them if they do not have their own accumulation.
In terms of one type of better than another type of.
But what's the best? What's the best? What kind of gusla is the best?
Sati.
Lokutra.
Oh, well, but that's so rare.
It develops little bit, holding the knife's handle.
In this day and age. You always be rude.
No one in it. What's in this world of? What's there? See? Right or wrong understanding. And understanding can develop to the degree that it can experience the true nature of this world object and seeing. It's a kind of Jesus. Different and not understand.
Wrong view takes a reality self. To me, I think wrong view, it's a process of, process things wrongly.
About jhana, but what about karma in daily life? Even a little bit. No more seeing, no more hearing, no more thinking about sensuous object. At that moment, it is so calm because the meaning of jhana is to burn up akusala temporarily or permanently. That's why even lokutra can be jhana because it burns up wrong understanding and the idea of self permanently.
She said she didn't meditate, only meditate without consideration, but she consider patijasamupata and
okay, what is patijasamupata? Using the term he or me, not me. I mean, is she is all right, but what about me or the others?
And try to develop the understanding of seeing. You said it's only dhatu. Once we see the person, we
not hear. It's useless to talk about this because she cannot hear it.
When you consider putting out,
yeah, it seems
contact, feel, birth is finished.
But without birth, there can never be this moment. But it's true. When we talk about contact, it arises each moment. See, without understanding, everything we said without any understanding of them, like passa and vedana and jedana, nama rupa.
So we can contact the patijasamupada every moment in the daily life, but avijja, the understanding.
When does avijja arise?
No beginning, no end.
Now?
Oh, if there is understanding of
at
Dhamma.
At moment of akusala.
Akusala, that is the moment of without
understanding. Tanjanka, without hearing about the 24 conditions, is it possible for us to understand the reality clearer and clearer?
Any word you hear without understanding reality as now is useless.
If we understand what we are talking about at the present moment,
now,
yeah.
Who sees?
Citta sees.
Really? You know citta? When you say citta sees, do you know citta? Or you just remember and just repeat, it's citta which sees.
It depends on
it's your
different
own understanding.
Moment.
Nobody can tell for you at all.
It depends on different moments.
It depends
moment.
On the individual's understanding.
Mm-hmm.
No one can say this or that for anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment of seeing, when you think about its citta, mm-hmm. do you know the nature of citta? That which is now seeing has no self at all. Otherwise, it's only repeating on anything that you have heard.
You are asking if seeing at this moment, did I take it as self?
Who right. sees now?
Just a reality.
Do you know that reality? Do you understand that reality? Its characteristic. It arises, it is now experiencing, which means it sees now. No one knows self at all.
And about the 24 conditions?
At this moment, what condition? Just one.
Mm-hmm. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Gamma.
That is thinking, not understanding. Conditioned right now.
Conditioned right now.
As much as one can understand that. 24 or even just one, not known yet.
The condition.
Foreseeing.
Foreseeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have an intention to see.
So you mean that intention is one by being what kind of condition? If you think about whether I have the 24 conditions so that I can know reality right now, it does mean that you have to know. But even right now, just one condition,
there's
can
light,
it be known?
There's light, there's visible object.
By what condition?
By what condition?
By being what
condition? Because I'm here. I'm here at this moment.
If there is no understanding of seeing,
of
can there be the understanding of the conditions for seeing?
No, I don't want to say the word kammapajjayi.
You're thinking about the name.
The name. But now seeing arises.
Can you know the kamma for this moment of seeing?
From my understanding, okay. From my understanding, because I have
so you
the
can
eye.
Know all 24 conditions.
I have the eyes.
This,
I have
not
the eyes.
The understanding of seeing itself.
I have the eyes, though.
Yes. You
but so when we talk about eye cells,
excuse
its
me?
Concept, right?
Excuse me.
But
what's the the first vipassana jnana? And what's the second one?
Paccaya pariha.
So can you know paccaya before the first one?
No.
Before we hear the Dhamma, we think, we see, we hear, we think. But after hearing the Dhamma tells us it's just elements that seeing, experience, that's already implying a level of understanding that we're talking about conditioned. So in a way, isn't it helpful, if not important, to know, to hear about reality as being conditioned?
So much, because that can be the better and better understanding of reality as not self. This is not just to know the term, what conditions do you have to because when panya is there, you don't have to think or find out or meditate or contemplate. Because panya is there, it's developed to the degree that the Buddha's teaching is to show the anatta-ness of all realities for anyone not to forget. Right now, we talk about Dhamma. We talk about Dhamma as anatta, uncontrollable. It doesn't belong to anyone. But who sees? See, forget again about Dhamma. Always forget, always being forgetful. So the more one does not forget, the more one can begin to see and understand, even thinking that no self. Not just try with the self to do something, not to know or not to understand reality right now.
Just now you're aware of being bookish about your knowledge, right? So we can see that there is a danger falling into that trap, knowing about Asians, that you may just try to think and theorize about what is happening, what is what. So the point is to understand the moment. So as long as you know that that is the, and the 24 conditions are about this moment, so you can know that when it's, there may not be any understanding about different paccaya, but you know to refer it to the present moment.
But the moment is so fast, right, to talk about it.
But still there is a moment. There is only the present moment.
Present
that is
moment.
A fact.
Yeah, the present moment doesn't last.
Thinking. But we all do that. We all take memory to be self. We take it to be things that we've done before.
Immediately, right now? Immediately?
It can't be done. It can only be done when
and
there's banya.
This is the beginning of gradually.
The only way that you overcome the idea of self is when banya arises with the moment and knows clearly that it is impermanent, dukkha, and no self. And at that point, one has that insight, then after that, you will never take anything to be self.
You develop understanding.
Okay, now there is seeing. So what? There is seeing. Is that understanding of seeing? Yeah. There is seeing. Is there any understanding of seeing?
In what way?
Just, there is seeing.
Yeah.
So is there understanding of seeing?
Why do I have to say? No,
because Panya knows it. Panya understands it. So when it's not Panya, there is no understanding. This is the point.
No understanding.
Buddha taught us to understand reality in daily life, that one hasn't heard that they are not self. So after hearing about reality as not self, it's not other thing from each moment in one's life, but there is more understanding. So now, did Buddha talk about seeing? Did he talk about understanding seeing? So now there is seeing. Uh-huh. And is there understanding of seeing? Mm-hmm. Buddha taught anyone to understand seeing as it is, and now there is seeing. So, is that seeing right now, as he taught?
As it seeing is different from what is seen.
I would like to know whether there is understanding of seeing. Because there is seeing, and Buddha taught anyone to understand seeing as it is. So, is that right understanding of seeing?
Kind of.
Not sure.
Not sure, because I have to encounter English vocabulary.
Kusala or akusala?
Pardon?
Not sure? Is kusala or akusala?
Akusala.
So it cannot be understanding. So when one listen more, consider more, it will bring just a little bit of understanding, seeing and visible object. Little by little, until Panya developed.
Sometimes,
so it would experience
sometimes I
seeing
understand
directly,
it,
as Buddha taught exactly the same word.
I understand seeing, and that it's gone, and then I don't understand it.
You think about it's going away, it's gone. But now there's seeing.
Yes, seeing,
so,
but it's seeing.
Excuse me,
yeah.
There is seeing, and you think about it's gone. So it's not.
It's gone, it doesn't mean that I don't see anything, no. It means that it's different moment.
I don't talk about other moment at all, just moment of seeing.
The moment of seeing is so short.
That's good, that's, if you know that. That's why it's a conceptual. It's just concept. We know that sound falls away, otherwise we can't have conversation, right? That's just conceptual understanding.
So?
It's not reality.
So what is...